Hi there. The word for you today is getting serious about God. In Acts 2:44, we read the believers met together and shared everything. They took fellowship seriously. Last time we talked about this, we mentioned they took church attendance seriously. They met every day. Here's another aspect. They took their fellowship with one another seriously. You know, you and I, as redeemed children of God, are more than just a common interest-based social club. We're a family of birth children to our Heavenly Father, and we're blood relatives. The cross made it so. 1 Corinthians 12:13, the Living Bible says, we have all been baptized into one body by one Spirit. These early disciples valued the relationship. I mean, it went beyond merely singing hymns and hearing sermons. Acts 2:44 says they met together, shared everything they had, sold their property and possessions, and shared the money with those in need. That's pretty radical stuff. So do we have such selfless love, caring enough to share everything we own with our brother or sister in need? How many of them shared what they had? But the Bible says all the believers. How much did they share? The Bible says everything they had. God's word describes his church as a body. Think about that. Its members exist individually, but they can only function properly in connection with one another. Arms, hands, legs, shoulders, etc. can't live separately. They must be joined to a body with a head to accomplish their purpose. The early church, when you read the story of their history, survived incredible persecution and achieved amazing things. And why is that? Because they understood the need to value each other and to sacrifice personal interest for the sake of the whole. Hey, an isolated, self-reliant, self-promoting individual, well, doesn't work. If they'd been like that, they'd have been destroyed by the overwhelming force of their enemies. And you know what, as a believer, you may survive apart from church, but I'll tell you, you won't thrive. Mm-mm. Your God-given potential will never be realized until you commit wholeheartedly to a local fellowship and invest yourself in serving God's vision for that church. Okay?